Support for Food for Thought comes from Metropolitan Market, announcing Peach-O-Rama, a celebration of all things peach. With peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms, Metropolitan Market offers daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels. More at peachorama.com.
Stein, rumor has it you were in a pickle this week.
Har, har, har. I knew you'd say something like that. I did make pickles this weekend with my friend Margaret, who's originally from Poland, and she had her Polish pickle recipe. And together we went and bought a bunch of fresh cucumbers at the Durst Cucumber Farm, where the cucumbers are gorgeous, and came back and made her Polish pickle recipe all afternoon, Saturday afternoon. I have high hopes for these pickles.
So tell me what you did. I mean, I've never made real, honest-to-God pickles. I've pickled, yeah, quickly pickled cucumbers, but not the way you do it.
I understand. It's one of those things where you think, I can't do something like this. They got to do it. But you can make your own pickles. It's not that big a deal, especially the way Margaret does it. And I'm going to post this recipe on the KPLU website. Briefly, all we did, you got to slice off the blossom end of the coop because there's an enzyme in there that can cause them to get a little mushy in the jar. You just make like a little eighth-inch slice off of that end. And then she made a very mild brine, and we packed the cucumbers into jars with a bunch of garlic and some pickling spice and some fresh dill. And that was about it. Pour the brine in, cover it up. She says they're going to be ready to go in 3 days. They're mild. They're sort of like half sours. At least that's what I'm hoping for. I took pictures, and we just had so much fun spending all afternoon in the kitchen packing these cucumbers up.
Okay, so these are your pal's Polish pickles. Say that three times fast. But what made them different from the pickles you've been pickling in the past? I know you do this every year, don't you?
Yeah. The truth is very, very little. It's pretty much what I've been doing. The only difference is that the way Margaret does it, she boils the brine. She brings the water up to a boil, and then we add salt to it to make just a kind of a mild brine. And then she lets it cool down just to room temperature, pack all the stuff in there, and then that's the brine that she puts in all the way up to the top, and then she screws down the cover. That's the difference between what she's doing and what I've been doing. The only difference being that I don't put the cover on and I don't use a boiled brine. I just make it room temperature to begin with. Instead of covering it, I stretch a piece of cheesecloth over the top of the jar, stretch down tight with a rubber band, and let it sit like that for about 3 days before I cover it and put it in the refrigerator.
And does your whole kitchen smell like, you know, a pickle factory?
It doesn't smell as strongly as I would like it to smell like a pickle factory, but it did smell pretty nice. And I've got very high hopes for these pickles. As you know, it's been the impossible dream, my endless quest to make perfect half-sour pickles, pickles that are just halfway between a fresh cuke and a real sour one. And I want them to stay that beautiful, gorgeous, bright, fluorescent green.
I love that. And it's one thing I miss about going to the real Jewish-style delis on the East Coast, that actually these days they have pickle bars, I notice. It used to be, when I was growing up, the pickles came out with your food. But I did notice recently a bunch of places that have pickle bars. So I want to say, anybody want my business? Put a pickle bar in your restaurant. I'll be right over.
Okay, and I'll be there with you. We'll gobble up all the pickles. I'm starting to think the reason I can't keep them bright green like that, because they just don't stay bright green for more than a few days. But I'm kind of starting to think that the reason for that is they were having a constant turnover in these delis, and they got eaten up while they were still bright green before they got old enough, you know, to turn the regular.
You sure it wasn't some kind of additive, some pickling additive that made it? That would be my guess.
I'm wondering about that, and believe me, I'm not above using that if I can ever find one. So listeners, go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought. I've got lots of pictures there of the swell time Margaret and I had making pickles and a little more detail on exactly what we did for those that are interested. It'll be lots of fun for you to look at. And you'll also find a link there to Nancy Leeson's Seattle Time blog, All You Can Eat. Well, pucker up. I'm Dick Stein.